Good morning, LinkedIn friends, Value First Nation. Welcome to another Friday episode of Value First AI Daily, your collaborative AI intelligence report. November 7th, 2025. Nico, George, how are we doing?
Good.
Doing good.
Yeah. Another day in AI, another day of being human.
Another day full of advance, full of some good news. Have some awesome news from Google. Finally going to see Gemini towards the end of the year. I think it's going to be a later November drop, but they said like sometime in the winter season, so it should be or at least sometime before Christmas, but hopefully that doesn't mean December. The nice aspect about it, or at least what's exciting, is at least they were willing to give a little bit of a snippet of like, hey, here's what we're going to be including and what you can sort of look for out of it. 60 frame per second video.
Yeah. So, speaking of video, I haven't had a chance to play with it, but I just got unlocked from it. Have you guys have heard of Opus Clips, right? It's what everybody uses to create clips out of like podcasts. Well, some people use HubSpot to do clips. Anyway, not why we're here. They released, Agent Opus. And so I got access to it late yesterday. And so my weekend will be figuring out how to use Agent Opus for video creation and what that actually means moving forward. So it's just interesting what people are able to build with things that get updated and created to be the backbone of these things.
Yeah, I'm surprised at, I'm a little bit surprised at how long it's taking for more agentic systems to be present in more applications. I know that sounds weird in that, like, I'm sure everybody who uses, like, Google Workspace and stuff is like, what? It's everywhere. Yeah, it kind of is, right? But there are some, like, higher-end applications where it's missing. Or there's just higher end applications where it's not so great. Like one of the things that I'm noticing, I don't know if you guys have noticed the same thing, is that like the internal assistant models are lacking, really not that great. And really like sometimes don't actually solve the problem or overcomplicate the solution. So I'm wondering, like, that's the thing is, like, when are we going to get to that point? And is it really going to take the 100% accurate model? Or is it a case where we're experiencing, like, degraded quality because whoever's behind the scenes maybe isn't, like, prompting or engineering the best?
No. I think it's maybe who's in front of the scenes.
Well,
I think that's highlighting how much work mere mortal humans have to do on a daily basis to make up for their garbage systems and garbage data, and just the amount of shouting out to the other department and just doing whatever they can do to make sure they have the context they need so that when they do respond to the query from the internal stakeholder or the external customer, they're not going to screw it up. AI doesn't have that luxury.
Can I go from, because Chris, you went business, which you're always good at going straight to business and like the complexities of all the humans. Can I go to individual human for a second? Because I try to pay attention to patterns, and what I'm about to say, I say humbly, and I don't think I'm special before I say this thing. Okay. But I pay attention to patterns, and two, if not three times this week, this is a version of what I heard when I showed people the process of what I had done with prompting in certain scenarios around something for their business or something for our business, they said, dang, those prompts. And I said, dang, that communication. You see, there's this thing that, and I'm trying to figure out how to talk about it, but you have to be a smart enough, wise enough human to understand the layers that you need and the ability to communicate in the way to express to an artificial intelligence, or let's just say intelligent assistant, just like you would a human, to get what you need. And like, you go on YouTube and you see everybody talking about these formulas, roles, and blah, blah, and like, and it's like, as a human, do me a favor. Just go take some time, the weekend, a week, to just understand basic human communication. Human communication. Okay. Then second thing is take the weekend or a week to understand all the layers of people that you've been paying to do the shit that you've been getting done before and what they needed to know. Like, historically, we've talked about T-shaped marketers. You have to be a T-shaped human. I know a lot about this thing, but I know a little bit about these things. So when I go to prompt, I'm like, hey, I want you to be a professional writer that understands SEO, AEO, and GEO. I also want you to understand the goal that we're trying to achieve is that we're writing something that is reader optimized first, SEO optimized second. And then I want you to understand our goal is for them to have this transformational moment. Like, what is the information that we should think about or talk about when we're building out this concept on XYZ? By the way, it's like a freaking verbally talked brief that I gave to the assistant, the intelligence, right? And so, like, you could have the most dopest AI, and if you can't communicate with it, and if you don't know the layers, you're going to get a big fat turd back at you. Okay, I'm done.
No, that's right on. And that's, I mean, like, it's even the reason why I mentioned it in the first place is I think, and I don't know for sure. So you guys would be able to tell me. Which it doesn't sound like it for you two, and that's probably just because you guys are a little bit more experienced. But I'm wondering whether or not you feel that this is the blockade. Simple as it may be, for myself, dictation has increased not only the length or breadth of the prompt, but also like the level of context, right? So I'm wondering, is the blockade simply typing versus talking?
Well, so yes and no. But here's the thing. Like, one, when I hear you say what you're saying, I reflect back to that I saw, it might have been last week or the week before last, a Gary Vee video where he said that he did a 36-minute prompt. He talked to the system for 36 minutes and then let it go do its thing. Like, when's the last time that you did more than type two lines and wish and pray on the North Star that you're going to get a gold medal because it exported out something that saved you 2.5 days of work because you actually wanted to go golf? Like, what the are you doing? Right. And so, like, you got to slow down to speed up. And everybody right now is in the mode of like, let's just use it to speed up. Yeah, man. No, like you got anyway. So,
yeah.
So I think talking makes a huge difference because I talk to it a lot. Like I vocally say it because that's how as a human I'm used to communicating versus like I'm just, and but plus I just suck at typing. Right.
Well, that's so, the thing. Like, that's why, like, it's as simple as the words that you're hearing describe this technology, this experience, natural language.
Yeah.
And the farther away we get from speaking, the less natural the language is because we overthink it. We are overtaught in schools and in business about how it's supposed to look when we type it out. Right? Like I listen to Grammarly and it's fixes like maybe 20% of the time.
One or two tabs. One or two tabs of Grammarly I pay attention to, not all of them.
Right.
Can I say one other thing too? Sorry, yeah. One other thing, because I think that you'll bite on this too. For a long time, I've been okay with not being the smartest human in the room. It's actually a very powerful place to understand that you're not the human, the most smartest human in the room.
That's freeing.
That you always have something that you can learn. It doesn't matter if it's the janitor. It doesn't matter if it's the CEO. It doesn't matter who. You're just not the smartest person in the room. I'll tell you how I end all of my communication, air quotes, prompts. I say, please optimize this prompt first and think hard about what we're trying to achieve. In essence, I'm saying, I'm not the smartest dude. I probably jacked this junk up. Can you take my blubbering over this microphone, make it something that you can actually work with, and then think about really hard the thing that you just made awesome because I at least gave us a starting point as a human. Because I am aware, in this case, I'm not the smartest thing in the room. Now, notice the difference between smartest human in the room that I started with and smartest thing. Like, this thing can take tests that I would never be able to pass.
Yeah. And that's why I named the show as such. Like, we got to get into collaboration mode with our AI friends. And again, like, I don't know. This is where it's like, even though it's built to do certain things and follow instructions, it still has tendencies just like humans do. Like, so imagine, like, I'm working with George and we have this, like, you know, documented processes about how we work together. And then I just come out of nowhere and say, hey, George, can you answer this question real quick? Right. Mm-hmm. George is naturally going to think that in this moment, like, we are in a siloed context that I just need to get the answer to this question. I'm not going to worry about anything else.
Yeah.
We talked before. I'm going to take my knowledge to answer that question. Claude does that in projects to where if I show up and I don't say, hey, Claude, I don't do anything. I'm just like, you know, what did we do yesterday? Just some random question where there's no context. It's just a question. And I'm relating this because we do this to our human friends all the time. We just come out of nowhere with this random request, just get this task done real quick. And you're like caught off guard and you're like, okay, let me just focus on this and just knock it out in a minute. Right. Claude has done that. And then I get frustrated because he's clearly not using any of the other context in the project. And I ask why.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I didn't reference the custom instructions. I didn't look at the, and I could, in that moment, you know, the first time it happened, I was like, what are we even doing? I had a whole conversation. I was like, well, I want to like ask you how we should update your custom instructions. But if you're not going to check the custom instructions before you answer, that's not going to help the problem, is it? And he's like, no, it's not.
You didn't tell me to, boss. Boss, so, you didn't tell me to.
Right. Like, so that's what he said. He's like, right. And that's where as a human, I get a little bit frustrated at first because he's giving me the instruction that the only way to solve this, which that's when I started thinking about how it works between humans. He's just like, just a little bit of context, bro. Like, just give me a taste of what you're trying to accomplish. And how I can accomplish that for you. Don't just throw shit at me.
Can I tell you what just came to mind with this? I mean, just like right now in the moment came to mind. You think you're picking up a tool when you start using AI. You actually have officially become a leader. If you've never been a leader before, you don't know how to lead humans. You don't know how to lead an intelligent AI system. Because there's things that you have to think about as a leader that you really don't have to as, let's say, just a normal human or employee or whatever label that you want to put on it. Like, there's my friend Remington, you know, I used to work at Impulse Creative. It's the guardrails and goalposts. You didn't give Claude the guardrail and the goalpost and the brief even though it was a short, in your mind, short task, you should understand it. We've talked forever. In the real world, this is, they're about to get a divorce. They were out late last night drinking. They're not at their best at work today. And you shoot them something over and they're like conveyor belt mentality. Have you ever seen the I Love Lucy episode where they're like eating the chocolates, throwing the chocolates, conveyor belt mode. And Claude went into conveyor belt mode like, whoa, it's done.
Yeah.
Now maybe he won't ask me for anything the rest of the day. I can just sit here because I'm hungover. You see what I'm saying?
Like, oh yeah.
You're a leader. Even if you've never been a leader, you're a leader at this point. And so now I'll give you a third thing. Take the weekend, take next week, and learn how to be a leader.
Oh man.
Learn human communication. Learn how to be a leader. Learn the things that you need to know on, but the things that you've paid people to do historically. Like, do you understand how complex to get good at this it now has become just on those three levels?
Yeah. And you have 1 week and we'll check back next Friday.
One other thing I do want to say, and then I'm going to shut up. I promise. I have found myself now changing into this thing too. Cause like before I would like do something and I would then go back to the conversation. And everything kind of lived in the conversation. I'm to the point now where when I'm having a conversation, I'm building something out, and like I'm getting the good stuff, I'm putting the good stuff somewhere else. Like, for instance, one of the things that I'm working on right now is this like repeatable process to build an AI CMO assistant for organizations who don't necessarily have like the AI skills or the brain of a CMO. So now when I get the good stuff, a prompt, a process, you know, three interviews of 12 questions each, I'm extracting that and putting it into like a ClickUp or an Asana or a whatever. So now like I did the thing, but now I'm building a repeatable process that I don't have to go back to a AI system to actually have me or other humans implement. Like there is this extraction of the thing to go somewhere else. That is also like in my mind of like, hey, this needs to start happening more often in the future. Okay, I'll shut up.
Yeah. Sorry. Well, I think that brings us back to the original context, the original framing from Nico. It's like the ability to standardize across contexts is like involves a lot of human creativity to understand. Like, can I use 95% of this or can I use 5% of this and everything in between? I've got to use the current context. This is my feelings with Breeze Assistant and HubSpot, right? Like they had to build it some way, somehow. They had to train it some way, somehow. When I show up as somebody who wants to use every damn native object in the portal against the 80% of the user base that only uses context, companies and deals, until there's significant amount of training and contextual back and forth with me and the assistant, it's going to show up like not necessarily for me in my portal, because also, you know, like most HubSpot portals, I say things that I want to do in the chat, but it doesn't match how my HubSpot looks, right? Like it's not perfectly structured. It's not clean. So any kind of context like that it's looking for, and what came to mind as you were talking about the clip generator, George, is like, I think we're still waiting for this moment. And I would imagine that maybe this is what the agent is trying to do, is that when do we go from just being able to clip at the right spot where I don't have to like add a second on to get the whole word in, or add, you know, like remove 10 seconds because it started the next sentence and it shouldn't have. Because what people really want are those like those YouTube style clips where it's like 1 second, 1 second, 1 second, 1 second. And when you hear humans talk about how they do that, like that is one of the, like, I think we're the farthest away from things like that, because the amount of creativity and nuance that you have to understand to design clips like that.
Yeah.
Right. I'm curious when we're going to be there.
Well,
with those generators?
Two things. One, Agent Opus is different than Opus Clips. So this is like what it looks like is you can literally like generate just videos. I got to get into it over the weekend. Maybe next Friday I'll talk more about what I learned. But Chris, you said this word a couple times. Maybe back up, Nico. There you go.
Yeah. You
said this word a couple times. Creativity, right? Because I'm on this thing today of like, you're a leader, human communication. Like, so you said creativity. So I pulled up Google real quick and I'm like, oh, that's interesting. If that's a superpower that Chris says that. Okay. So if you start to read American data, a 2024 survey found that 79% of Americans consider themselves creative, with only 5% saying they're not. However, if you go back to a different poll, an older survey, found that 41% of people describe themselves to be creative. If you go to actual like top snippets, it gives you the stats of like 52% to 79%. I want you to think about this as a business owner or as a person who might be working with a group of humans. Look around the room and realize that 50 to 70% of the people that you're working with might consider themselves creative, which by the way, that doesn't mean they're creative. That means that they're saying they believe they're creative. And so if creativity is such a superpower when working with an AI assistant, do you need to actually learn what creativity is and how to build creativity in yourself and what you would have to free in your own mindsets to actually be creative? Oh my God, I'm done here.
Are you sure? No. No, I like it because the entire time what I'm hearing and what also blends into creativity and what also becomes a large part of that, curiosity plays into it.
Yes.
Right. The ability to take it one step further. And one of the greatest aspects of curiosity, or one of the default aspects, I should say, is questions. Right. And
power of
questions. To George's point, like, yeah, you can definitely just sit there and go with a prompt and kind of sounds like what you need, and maybe you do some little refinement, whatever, and it gets close enough that you then try it and then go get frustrated for a half hour. Or what I like to tell people to do is reverse engineer the problem. So start from the goal of what it is you want to do, and then ask for all the questions that the agent needs to fill in the gaps for it to actually do that. Right.
I'm not done.
So, you know, I want to build a CRM application, but I don't know how to do that. So can you ask me all the questions that you need to know so that we can put together a really stable plan, you know, really good plan for building out a CRM application. Right.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So two things. One, as I'm writing my book, I'm literally for each chapter, I'm saying, please ask me one question at a time so I can answer you until you get the context you need to move forward to write this chapter. Like, I'm allowing it to ask me the question so it can extract my brain. But here's where I want to go. Nico, you said 30 minutes and give up. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to be persistent. You have to be willing to bang your head against the wall until you make the breakthrough that you need. And once you make the first breakthrough, the second one is easier. And the third one is even easier than that. And the fourth one is even easier than that, because when you are persistent, you allow yourself to learn. You allow yourself to, air quotes, make mistakes, but that's learning. That's growing. And guess what? We're in a place in time where the maximum thing that we should be focused on is how can we augment ourselves and grow the most in this little bit of time that we have on this planet we call Earth.
Yeah. And I believe that persistence, especially with AI, comes from trust. And that's why I just get triggered whenever people just show up with random ass use cases that it didn't work for them, because instead of teaching people that they're eroding the trust they're eroding the possibility for trust. And that it's like, if you hire somebody, if you went through the vetting process and you hire somebody, like you trust them to do a job and the job isn't getting done for some reason, or the first response isn't great. Like you trust them from earlier in the process, and then you work with them to get to the end point that you believe they're capable of getting to. And we got to do that with AI too. So when you, like when the first response is not great, it, the first like feeling from you should not be, oh, well, I can't do it. It's not there yet. It hallucinates, like all this bullshit that people come up with. Instead, it's like, okay, we're not on the same page right now. I don't, you must not have the context that I thought you had. For some reason, I didn't get the response I was expecting. Then that's my favorite place to ask questions, because it's then like, okay, what I was expecting this, you went this way. And most of the time it reveals two things. And especially when you're doing it inside of HubSpot, like it doesn't have the context it needs, like, or that you thought it had, or wasn't looking in the right spot. And two, it highlights my poor communication skills sometimes. And it'll literally be like, yeah, it's not going to say it like this, but yeah, this like 5-line run-on sentence that you just gave me. Yeah, I focused on this way of saying that instead of the way you're suggesting I should have. Like when you put commas in random places and you put random words together that in your head, it's like, oh yeah, I say it like this. But when you put it like this, it means something completely different, right? And again, we're back to the communication skills, which is interesting, as George points us out, like these, especially communication, like businesses are just notoriously awful at having communication training, like focusing on this as maybe the human superpower. And that's where, like, where's the balance going to be between AI just getting good enough to solve for this? And again, which is why, like, if you focus on unifying the context of the business, it will, because I don't think businesses are, and most people are not going to take a week to understand communication skills.
I don't want to be frustrated, but you just frustrated the hell out of me. Because you said, when is AI going to be smart enough to take care of this?
I didn't say smart enough. There's no way I said smart enough.
When I'm paraphrasing, we can rewind. People know what I'm saying. When will AI be able to solve this?
Yes, that's what I said.
Solve this, okay? Semantics, I tell you. It's like,
I mean, it's already smart enough. It's already smart enough. Listen.
When are humans gonna get wise enough to change? That's the question we should be asking. Yes, AI is smart enough. Humans, please focus on wisdom moving forward. I know I am.
Everybody have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you next week. Thanks so much, fellas.
See you guys.
Bye.